And we welcome onto the call the head coach at the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricianni. Good morning, Coach Tricianni.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. A 38-13 victory on the road at Rhode Island. What impressed you with the way your team played Saturday?
It's great win. Great road win. Impressed with our consistent effort, you know, through the game. Got off to a slow start in the first half. It was certainly a defensive ball game early on. Rhode Island played well, you know, on defense, as did we. We were our own worst enemy at times in that first half. Seven penalties, put ourselves in some difficult third down situations, you know, 3rd and 21, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 22, and not a lot of good calls in those situations. And went 0-for-6 on third down in the first half. But, you know, you go into the locker room and you're winning 7-6, and, you know, there's some frustration, but there was no panic. And, you know, our guys were real resilient, stuck together with a, you know, play the next snap mentality, and came out in the second half and had success and scored points and played better defense.
Defensively, you hold Rhode Island 211 yards along with forcing the five turnovers, but the 211 yards passing, that nobody has really slowed them down through the air all year long. What was the game plan? What were you able to do so well?
You know, Billy Crocker, our defensive staff, you know, did a great job putting together the game plan and challenging our guys on the back end, challenging that group. And those guys responded, including Greg Liggs, who had a great day with three picks. And we played played well up front also. And our defensive front had a tough job. You know, we presented some pressure but didn't bring much. And so we were in a three-man rush a lot of the day. And that's hard for those guys, you know, when they've got five to block three of you. It's a tough day on the D-line. But that was part of our plan, you know, to try to have some guys in coverage and try to limit the one-on-one situations and keep the ball in front of us.
You touched on Greg, three interceptions in a game for the second time this month, seven now in his last three games, leading all of FCS. You've been coaching defense a long time. Have you ever seen a stretch like he's having right now?
He's hot now. He's hot. I don't know that I've seen, you know, seven picks in three games, but he's, you know, he's a good player. He's talented. He's smart. You know, he's got good ball skills. He's been very opportunistic the last three games, and made some big plays for us. And he's dangerous when he gets the ball in his hands. He can take it back.
As you touched on this, the game you guys trailed 13-10 there midway through the third quarter. How big was Greg's second pick that set up that short touchdown drive?
It was real big. You know, these turnovers that we created, you know, they led to some points. We put our offense in some good situations from a field position standpoint, but that was a big play. You know, no defense, no coach wants to put their defense in that situation, sending them out there on the 3-yard line after you know, a turnover. So that was real big.
Some of it, I know, was set up by your defense, but your team scores 31 points there in the second half. What was the biggest adjustment offensively?
You know, when we came out in the second half, you know, our offensive unit just felt like they had a lot to prove. You know, there was a lot of frustration, like I said earlier, a lot of frustration, but not a lot of panic. And, you know, those guys, they rallied together and wanted to prove we could move the ball and sustain drives, and we did. We were able to get the run game going a little bit. You know, finishing off in you know, 138 yards rushing in the fourth quarter was big for us to put that game away and keep our defense off the field.
Greg's interception was a big play, but so too that maybe sealed the victory was Joey Baughman. It comes in the Wildcat and breaks that 67-yarder. I know you've done that some this season. What do you like about him being able to come in and give you a little different look maybe than you have with Davis back there?
Yeah, it's a great package for us, you know, and it prepares people. It forces people to prepare, you know, for two different quarterbacks. And, you know, it's fun for our guys. You know, we can do a lot of fun things off of it and continue to build off of the package. But Joey's he's a good football player, and he's a good quarterback. He's, you know, he's not just a running back there. You know, he's a talented quarterback, and it was great to see him pop that and that was a big play for us.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, I just hopped on, so I apologize if you addressed this already. But what's made Greg so successful this season in terms of generating tape? I mean, two games with three is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, Greg, I mean, he's a talented football player, but he's a smart football player, too. He's got a real good football IQ and instincts. He's got really good ball skills. And he's been very opportunistic. You know, if the ball's in, you know, in his area, you know, and he's got a chance to make a play, I mean, he's usually making that play for you. And he's dangerous when he gets it in his hands. He has the ability to return it.
And as far as offenses, you know, I know that you're not necessarily looking at throwing away from one particular guy, but does it surprise you at all that, you know, he continues to get those opportunities?
You know, he moves around a little bit in some of our packages. You know, some of those picks on Saturday were at the safety position, you know, and not just the corner position where he's had some picks in the previous week. So, you know, we do move him around. So I know if he's in zone coverage, I'd rather not throw it to him if I was, you know, playing quarterback. But, you know, we do move him around a little bit, and he's been very versatile for us. He's played safety and corner for us all season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tony, you touched on it, I think, in some of your comments, but we had talked before about the need to get the running game going. As you said, 205 yards for the game, along with the big plays. Joey was able to give you Deshaun McNair with a nice afternoon, 85 yards and a touchdown. As we hit this stretch run of the final four games, how big is that going to be to be able to get the rushing attack where you'd like to have it?
It's real important, Rob. I mean, we've got to be balanced, you know, and we've got to try to stay on schedule from a down and distance standpoint. We can't be one dimensional and, you know, have Davis sitting back there patting the football while defensive ends can pin their ears back and come get us. So we've got to continue to be able to run the football and be balanced offensively. And the later you get into a season, you know, weather becomes a factor and, you know, CAA football in November now, I mean, you better be able to run the football.
Your team is back at home on Saturday to face William & Mary. As you've started to take a look at them, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present to you?
You know, they do a real nice job offensively with multiple formations, some different personnel groups, and, you know, some read zone option style football. So, you know, you really got to prepare for their style of offense. So they do a nice job over there. And, you know, at the quarterback position, Hollis Mathis, I mean, he can make you miss, and even Kilton Anderson, you know, can be dangerous. And so, you know, they've got some good players over there. They've got some bigger guys up front and some experience up front. So they make you work on offense.
As a former defensive coordinator, how challenging when you go from 1 week facing a team that is one of the top passing teams to a team with a quarterback like Hollis that can make so many plays in his feet? How difficult is that to make that transition week to week?
Yeah, it's certainly a change of pace, you know. Scripting will be a whole lot different this week than it was last week, you know. And it'll be a little bit easier perhaps for our scout team receivers this week. But, you know, that's CAA football. You're going to get a little bit of everything here in this league. You know, some different styles of offense. So, you know, we're no stranger to it.
All right, Tony. Thanks, as always, for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
You're welcome, Rob. Thanks.
Thanks.